Well, it was a long journey, wasn't it, to Cardiff and back again. And all the way back, you and I were chuntering in the car, weren't we, about the fact that Borough got beat 1-0. How on earth did we get beat 1-0? I mean, I was back home in time to watch the highlights of the game on the telly, and I'm still wondering how we got beat 1-0.
Well, so am I. I mean, particularly second half, we absolutely dominated them, you know, battered them, and considering they're the form team at home in the division, you know, I took great heart from the fact that we went there, absolutely murdered them, didn't get the results. You know, the only thing that was lacking for me on Saturday was our finishing in the final third, where we've been so good all season. You know, we have been clinical, but we just weren't clinical enough on Saturday. Created chance after chance, but just couldn't put it in the net.
Now, Higgy, you know me too well. People do accuse me occasionally of having rose-tinted spectacles. Where Middlesbrough concerned, it has been said on occasions. However, you had my jaw dropping open at the weekend when you just came out with the announcement, Borough the best team in the Championship.
Yeah, and I firmly believe it. You know, I've seen most of the Championship now. I've seen all the top clubs. I think Leicester are strong. I've seen Cardiff didn't. You know, I thought they were poor, to be honest, Al. I've seen Crystal Palace, don't rate them, although they keep winning games. So, looking up and down the league, I haven't seen a better team than us. I mean, I think Neil Warnock said some stuff on Sky on Saturday about us falling away. He expects us to fall away and that we were overachieving. Well, he obviously hasn't seen us, you know, because we are, without doubt, the best team in the league. You know, that's my honest opinion.
I think I was a bit puzzled by what Neil Warnock, the manager of Leeds, had to say, because he was talking about the fact that if you dominate a game as Middlesbrough did at Cardiff in the second half and don't actually take your chances, then you'll fade away. But surely the fact that you've dominated a game against a team who before then had won 8 on the spin shows what potential is in the team. I didn't understand that at all.
No, I didn't see that. You know, I couldn't understand his comments, and it's... He obviously hasn't had us watched, because every game we've played, we've dominated it. We've controlled games. We are the best footballing side in the league. I do believe that. And, you know, if you asked him now, he'd probably swap positions with his Leeds side. That's for sure, because, you know, another defeat yesterday. But I just think we're going so well at the minute. That for me, on Saturday is a blip, nothing more.
Back-to-back home games to come. Bristol City on Saturday. That'll be an interesting one, because the former Middlesbrough captain, Matthew Bates, made his debut for Bristol City the weekend. So Matthew Bates making a quick Riverside return, you would think. We wish him well after Saturday, I suppose, Higgy.
Absolutely. It's great to see Matty back playing. You know, he's had some terrible injuries. Without those injuries, I'm sure he'd be a Premier League player without a shadow of a doubt. So, yeah, it'd be good to see Matty playing. Hope he gets a good reception, but goes home empty-handed, obviously.
Ali Brownlee. BBC T Sport.